Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
The South African First Forum has welcomed the Constitutional Court's decision on the impeachment matter when it said Parliament failed in its duty to hold President Jacob Zuma accountable. Now joining us online is Advocate Rod Solomon, who is the convener for South Africa First Forum. Mr. Solomon, good afternoon and happy new year to you, and thank you very much for coming to our program.
No, it's a pleasure, and happy new year to you and your listeners as well. I trust that 2018 will do good things for everyone.
And so we wish that. Mr. Solomon, first to begin with, you said you have been vindicted in this. Why are you saying that as First South Africa Forum?
You know, we say that because when we formed the South Africa First Forum during April 2016, it was on the back of the Nkandla judgment where the court held that President Zuma failed in his duties to be accountable. And we were of the view that the ANC, NEC and the Parliament at the time were guilty of a dereliction of duty by not holding President Zuma fully accountable for spending all of that money in terms of the upgrade of his house at Nkandla. And we felt that the whole ANC, NEC and the Parliament were complicit by not holding him accountable. In effect, they, by implication, supported his actions. And when we formed the South Africa First Forum, we called on Parliament and the Speaker to hold President Zuma accountable. They failed to do it. They called us all kinds of names. We then arranged pickets, we arranged marches, we arranged petitions. And slowly but surely, members of Parliament started to wake up, and some of them started to speak up, etc. So we're now almost at the final circle where the court indicated to Parliament that they had to form rules to engage to make sure that President Zuma be held accountable. There must be inquiry into his fitness to hold office. And in that respect, we feel we are fully vindicated.
2017 has been a very busy year for the civil organizations as well as the opposition political parties in South Africa. And I'm sure you have achieved some of your objectives for the year 2017. But what sort of direction are you going to take concerning this ruling?
You know, one of the first things that we're doing is that the new president of the ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, has come out quite strongly against corruption. And he is apparently on an anti-corruption ticket. So we are asking him to instruct those members of Parliament who are deployees of the ANC to, as a matter of urgency, develop the new rules so that we can know what needs to happen when a president needs to be impeached, and what needs to happen in terms of determining on what grounds do you impeach the president. So it's an opportunity for Mr. Ramaphosa and the new ANC NEC to recall President Zuma or to get him to step down out of his own free will. If he does not do that, then he will have to go through the impeachment proceedings. And this time we are almost certain that he would be impeached. And the implications for him and his family will be dire if he gets impeached, because he then lose all of his benefits associated with his position of being a president. So he would lose all his pension benefits, etc. So if I had to give the ANC and Mr. Ramaphosa free advice, it would be rather get Mr. Zuma to step down voluntarily, or the ANC must recall him from being president of South Africa.
In other words, you are saying, before we talk about impeachment, what else would you want to see the president do before we get to impeachment?
We want three. Which president are you talking about, Ramaphosa or Zuma?
Zuma. Yeah, before you begin or parliament begins any impeachment proceedings, what would you want the president to do, President Jacob Zuma, to do?
We want President Jacob Zuma to take responsibility for his actions and do the honorable thing and step down as president of South Africa and to halt the damage that he's been doing to the country while he was president of the country.
And do you think the new ANC NEC will be decisive in dealing with this matter?
They will be indecisive at their own peril, because the voters will not forget this indecisiveness of them when it comes to 2019. So many of those members of parliament, should they not act, I can guarantee you now that come 2019, the ANC's majority in parliament will be cut significantly. So it will be in their own interest to encourage President Zuma to do the right thing and rather step down, or the ANC to recall it. And Mr. Ramaphosa must give leadership, because at the end of the day, he is a president of the ANC, and Mr. Zuma is a deployee of the ANC, and he is in charge of who goes where as a representative of the ANC.
I've just noted that you have also spoken about the president losing his gratuities, so to speak, if he had to, you know, drag this impeachment. So would you rather see him go with dignity and enjoy his benefits?
You know what? He has caused so much untold harm to the country. And through the capturing of the state, the benefit, how his friends, the Guptas and others, have been has benefited, that one would be inclined to say that he should go without any benefits. But then one becomes humane, and one think of his wives that he has and all of his children, etc. So one would then rather let him resign. But what we are saying, whether he resigns or he gets impeached, we must still go and face that 783 cases, charges against him, because he is the one that said, I want to have my day in court. But currently, he is the one that does everything in his power not to have his day in court.
So lastly, Advocate Solomon, how would you describe 2017 as SA First Forum?
You know what? The one thing we are very encouraged, that so many thousands of South Africans started to get their voices back and to speak out against maladministration, whether it is maladministration, incompetence and corruption, whether it is at provincial government level, local government level, national government level, or even at the state-owned enterprises like Eskom, SAA, SABC, etc. And the fact that so many civil movement groups are being formed, so that politicians can understand that they don't have unfettered powers, that South Africans are not giving them blank checks just to do what they want to do. They need to be held accountable. The one next thing that must happen is that there must be accountability with consequences. So meaning, if someone has been found to do something wrong, he or she must be dealt with. They must either lose their job, they must lose their perks, they must go into jail, etc. Because at the end of the day, those bunnies that they stole or that they corrupt deals to their friends, etc., does not belong to them. It belongs to taxpayers. It belongs to people like you and me. So there must be consequences if they are found to do things wrong.
Advocate Rod Solomon is the convener for South African First. Mr. Solomon, thanks very much for being, in fact, our first guest for our drive time today, Monday, 1st January 2018. And again, we thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
Most welcome.